All right, Strobes must know how to get to my heart because he's playing some of my favorite music. If the Eagles are my all-time favorite band, Zac Brown Band isn't far behind. So I always appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Love Zac Brown Band. All right, let's get back to it on the phones. And let's do it right now and get you guys in as quickly as we can. Sorry, it's been a little bit of a long wait, but we got a lot to do and a lot to say. Let's go. Let me see here. Who's been on? Let's go line one, Lap in D.C. What up, Lap? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster? Thanks for taking my call,
yep,
man.
Yep, you got it, Lap.
So I'm happy with the alternate jerseys or whatever. I just feel as though, you know, this topic is never going to change, you know what I'm saying, to the fans feel some type of connection with the past. And I understand it, you know what I'm saying. I grew up, my grandfather's a season ticket holder, took me to RFK, so I understand it. But I think the problem that we're having is when the ownership kind of dismisses it or doesn't talk about it. And, you know, you're successful as a businessman, but sometimes these businessmen don't have common sense. So it's like you can't give us something as a fan base. You know, like I thought what Dan Quinn did with the shirt was dope. Like you can't use that, put the feather on it, or do the spears. That's what I wanted. I thought the alternate uniforms would have had the spears on it. You know, maybe we could do the spears on the helmet when we play the Cowboys. You know, just give us something if you're not going to entertain the idea of changing the name. It's just ridiculous. Like, but give us something. Just don't carry us like that, though, Rooster. Like,
well, when you say so when you say give us something, you're talking about what they didn't give you. But didn't they give you something by going back to the Super Bowl vintage uniforms or no?
No. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying this is cool. I'm just saying like do more things like this if we
can't get our
name back or stuff like that.
Right.
And me personally, I don't like the name. I don't like the name. I don't like the Commanders either, but I'm happy with the jerseys. I like, you know, the sports apparel. Some of the stuff looks nice. I never really liked the name and the logo. I always wanted it to be different anyway. I wanted, like, a shark or something. Something outside the box. You know, the Warriors. I know one guy mentioned the Warriors. I would have went with that, you know. But I do like the W on the helmet. I think that's dope. But just continue to give us more stuff like this, Rooster, and I think it will help some of the older fans. And then on the football field, we just keep winning, man, and building around Jaden. We should be all right. But just to, like, dismiss it and say, oh, we're not talking about it, that's wrong. And I think they need to address it at some point and then give us more stuff like this. And then I think that will help both sides of the fan base, young and old.
No, I hear it. That's a reasonable perspective. Thank you, Lap. Appreciate you as always. One thing I will just quickly say is maybe you will see, again, a feather or a spear or whatever added to the helmet or something in the next couple of years. Maybe instead of doing everything all at once, maybe it's part of a multi-year plan. And certainly things need to be approved and so on and so forth. All right, let's continue along. Let's go to line four. Line four is Joe in Arlington next up. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing? I mean, this is like such a small step. They have to go a lot further than this. It's all about having an emotional connection with the team. I mean, that's what these teams promote on sports fandom. I mean, they want you to live and die with the team, okay? And the Redskins were very successful in doing that. So what they've done now and the way the rebrand was botched is a lot of people have zero connection to the Washington Commanders, like me. I don't even watch the games anymore. I used to be season ticket holder for many years. I don't watch the games anymore.
I remember you, Joe. You're a big now, a big cap season ticket holder, and you've completely dismissed them, right? That's fine. You're okay. I mean, it's okay doing that, right? Everybody can make individual choices. I just don't know what you want this ownership group to do from the standpoint
of it's not just their
decision. It's not. It's an NFL decision.
Well, yeah, but the first thing I would have liked Harris to do was be transparent, which he hasn't been. I think he's been a disingenuous jerk. He hasn't come out and ever said, I would love to be the Redskins, but the league won't let me. He's never said that.
Well,
he's also never said,
do you know how much trouble that would get him in with the league?
I would. Is he more worried about his fame or what the other owners think?
Well, I mean, you know, listen, the other owners make him a lot of money too, you know.
He's the first one to use the league as a shield if in fact they won't let him.
I mean, maybe what he should say is, listen, I understand a lot of you harken back to a different day or a different name or whatever. There are reasons beyond our control to not do that.
Well, he hasn't said that. He hasn't said that.
Maybe he should.
And he played this game for a while where, you know, he let everybody speculate they were going to change Commanders because it's such a bad name. And then all of a sudden he throws it, you know, with his back to the reporter. He's like, oh, we're going to keep Commanders because the building likes it or something. I mean, he's a disingenuous jerk. But that putting that aside.
I think that's really strong.
I mean, that's the way I feel. I just think he's been really bad. I mean, you know, as bad as Wright and Snyder were, this guy's been as bad on that issue, but which is most important to me because I just have no connection.
I think he's been hesitant to – look, again, changing a brand and an identity and a logo is not without tremendous risk and tremendous resource. It just is.
He hasn't said anything about like that. He hasn't said that.
I mean, maybe he should.
I mean, I just think he should be more transparent. He's supposedly this Redskin fan from growing up, and he's supposed to understand the fans. I got you.
All right,
anyway,
Joe.
I'll keep going at Caps games. Bye.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate you. You know, listen, you're entitled to how you feel. I mean, I think a disingenuous jerk is way, way over the top. I mean, you could disagree with how Josh Harris has handled this. That's fine. Let's go to line 8, Ben. Line 8, Mike and Bowie is next up. What's up, Mike? How are you?
Good, Rooster. How you doing?
Doing good, Mike. Thanks for the buzz.
All right. So I had the benefit of listening to everybody, and they stole a little bit of my thunder. And I do love your show. It's like a great show.
You always show
me respect and listen to what I say and kind of think about it a little bit. So forgive me for being, like, harsh on this.
That's okay.
But, like, you know, just sitting here thinking, you get a lot of insight in hearing what people are saying and thinking and kind of like circling back to it. But I think 10% of the truest, or maybe 20%, some small percentage of the best Redskin fans don't call in. Most of the people I know growing up with, they don't even know what 980 is until I have to tell them about it and say, hey, I'm going to call in. You know, they don't know it. This isn't a little big deal. This is a colossal big deal to, like, certain people. I know people that have been buried in Redskins jerseys, generations. So the two people that lost biggest in all this is the Native Americans and the fans. So I would love to be in front of them, but I'm just a nobody. But if I was in front of them, you said, what do they do? Why couldn't they have just said, hey, we're going to still honor Native Americans. We're going to honor our fans. We understand that the word Redskin could be considered racist in this new woke era. So why don't we, like, create another symbol that honors all Native Americans? Why did everybody abandon the artwork and the imagery of, like, noble Native Americans? The concept of Native American art in American history was foolish pictures and drawings on gas stations and everything across the nation. It wasn't noble. Make it Sacagawea. Make it find the most noblest Redskins people. I mean, Native American. Honor them. Native DC, call them the Natives. I don't know, something, but Commanders look stupid. The only thing that looks stupider is the Wizards logo. They got a green, looks like a Grimace running around. I don't even know it.
Let me just at least counter with a question, okay? Because I understand where you're coming from. Do you think there would be a universal agreement or what have you if they came up with some sort of logo honoring or unifying the past?
Look, I'm Mike from Bowie. If they ever want to, like, ask me when to call you and find us, they should go to the Native American Council and go to the museum and say, we don't like Commanders. We want to give something back to the Indians. They lost out so much. No one ever thought about it, you know. My brother argues that the Redskin name was a war paint that they put on before they went out and fought. But I watch a lot of old Westerns, the black and whites, and I hear them use the word Redskin all the time, and they're not being nice about it.
Well, listen, I agree with you that there was a lot of people that were not offended by it, that were not bothered by it, that were proud of it, and all of that. There's no doubt about that. And again, I looked at it as a football team name, which is what I think a lot of people looked at it as. But the problem is, it's not how many you offend, it's who you offend. And as soon as, just give me 1 second here. As soon as all the...
so nice to everybody in the world.
Well, I know. But listen, when big companies, with billions of dollars start pulling out, man, it's really hard to do that.
Then win. Don't say, like, later on in life when we suck, then we're going to figure out another marketing scheme and then, like, change the name back and fill the stadium. That's like a loser mentality stadium. That's not going to win. And you want people to win, make it generational. People's grandfathers were buried in jerseys. I don't know who Saba is, but she said something, or Kevin said that she said something the other day. It was such an awesome thing. I'll never forget it. She said, be a failure, not a quitter. You know, you guys have much bigger voice than I do. So y'all got to, like, bang the gallet. Say, change it. It's not okay. Look, most of the people I know are Redskins fans. They'll go. They're going to support them because they're Washingtonians, but I don't know. Be awesome. Go, you know, honor Native Americans. Call them the Natives or something. You know, make a – I drew something for my brother. I said they should do something like this. It was like a symbol that had, like, a couple different Native Americans, some Sacagawea or different people.
Right.
They just – everybody – you know, it's so crazy. Like, not to bring politics into this, but Bill Maher is a pretty – I'm not to the right or left. I'm the middle. But he seems like a Democrat that really looks at things on both sides. And he said, during the woke era, why did Democrats do all this stuff? Why did they change everything and get rid of everything and cancel everything? He just said they try too hard to be nice. You know, at the end of the day, you can't please everybody. Come up with a strong, noble name, you know, that honors it. Don't abandon. And y'all are worried about, can I put a feather on my hat or a spear? You know, sometimes I'm wondering, these people don't ever live in other countries. You live in a country, no one is thinking this way.
No.
This is like a concept for here. The Redskins, I'm more about the Native American than the fans.
Yeah, let me jump in because I gotta run and get to some other callers because we got a lot of callers. But I appreciate your inputs. I mean, listen, I'm about trying not to offend as many people as I can. I understand the current regime, let's just call it that, is about trying to offend as many people as they can. I'm about trying to offend as little amount of people as I can. So maybe our perspectives are a little bit different. Let's go to Mitch in Jersey, line two. Line two is next up. What's up, Mitch?
How you doing, Chris?
Hey, Mitch.
Hope everything's well.
Yep.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
You know that call you had before quite a few while ago? You know, I can wait. Every area, it seems like every town seems to have a bad spot for Wi-Fi and phones. Especially, but my boss always gets through. It's amazing. Well, Mike, it was his name.
Yes.
And I agree with him. I wish it'd be the colors white. I don't like the name at all. I mean, it's kind of like the Clippers. The Clippers are always the second banana in L.A. They go from that L with the AC, you know, the Clippers inside.
Well,
now they have
but you're always going to be second to the Lakers. I mean, no matter what they do, they're always going to be second to the Lakers because that's Los Angeles. Washington is different. You have an opportunity. I mean, they are number one still, even with all of the bad stuff that happened for 30 years. And now that the team is back, it's back. I mean, It's not the same. And I remember, I remember having this argument with the late, great Pete Medhurst. I said, Pete, when they allowed fans back at FedEx, there was another section of the fan base that will never come back because they changed the name. And that was the first time that they were going to. And I don't believe those people have ever come back. I mean, maybe a couple of them have, but I don't believe they've come back.
Well, probably with the expensive tickets. That was
well, sure, so that's a part of it.
But with the Clippers, it's like the Commanders. It's a battleship. I mean, what's next? Should you have a picture of an atom bomb? Well, at least.
I don't know. I don't get the connection, but
How come they don't do anything about the Chiefs and the Braves? I wish it would be the Senators with the color of the Commanders, burgundy and gold. If not the Senators, or not the Braves.
All right.
Chris, thanks for taking my call.
All right, thank you, Mitch. I don't know. I'm not sure what to say about that. I mean, listen. When they chose Commanders. I mean, I know this, okay? When they chose Commanders, part of their mission, a big part of their mission, was to honor the military, okay, which clearly they did, but also to be different. Even though they technically screwed up by the AFL, the old AFL team that was in San Antonio or whatever, nobody else had commanders, right, in professional sports, current professional sports. And they wanted a name that was unique and identifiable specifically to them. They could have gone with, and they did want to go with, Warriors or something that was more popular, Wolves, Red Wolves, what have you. But there were legal challenges and financial challenges, clearly, to some of that, and perception challenges. But then they moved to a spot where they said, okay, we don't want to be like everyone else. We want to be unique. We want to be standalone. We want to be trendsetters. We want to appeal to the soccer moms. Remember when they were on Today's Show every other day? Because they were trying to appeal to the non-hardcore football fan? They were trying to be a global entity. They weren't worried about how the diehards feel. They just never were. They were trying to build a completely different window to people that were not currently emotionally invested in a team. They were trying to open up that door, open up the window. That's what they were trying to do. And obviously it was the wrong strategy. We all knew it at the time. We all criticized it at the time. But that's what they were trying to do. All right, let's get to Athens and Annapolis here on line three. I think I know where this one is going. Hello, Double A.
Hey, buddy, and I'll try and make it quick. Listen, you look at the internet reaction. You listen to Kevin Sheehan's show today, and now you're calling all these callers and all these different perspectives. This is how much it matters. If anybody takes anything away from this, this is how much the colors matter, just the colors of the jerseys, okay, and then the logo and then the name. This is with the history of the team. And to piggyback off what the guy said in Tampa about how the Redskins are what united Washington, not the Wizards and the Caps and the Nationals and what have you. That's why I say look at the reaction that you're getting from everyone. Real quick, to piggyback off something that Stevie Ray said after my call yesterday, and he'll have to call back in and tell the story exactly, but he said basically that the Redskins name is offensive because of the slaughtering of Indians with them being scalped and something being done with the scalps. Stevie Ray, if you're listening, you're going to have to call back in and tell the story. I've heard you tell it before. But my question to anybody is this, okay? Kevin Sheehan is somebody who has the pulse of this fan base, okay, very well, and has connections. One of his best friends, Chris Cooley, went to 25 reservations, and the majority of the people don't have a problem with the name. John from Oklahoma, who I think is a reliable source and an old-school type of guy, lives around Native Americans in Oklahoma. They don't have a problem with the name. Blackie Wetzel with the logo and everything. It's after an Indian. Native Americans, my point is this. Native Americans know their history. They know about the wars and the battles and everything and their history. I know my history as a Greek. We have a day called Ochi Day. Ochi in Greek means no, Chris, and you're part of my Greek family, okay? It's the day that the Germans knocked on our door in Greece and said, we're taking over your country, and we said Ochi, which means no. So my point is this, is that it's a good start with the colors and what have you, but it's ultimately not going to satisfy everyone. The Redskins, to your point, you tweeted it earlier, 93 years. This is not no expansion team or whatever. This is one of the original teams of the NFL. That's why it matters so much, because the team has such deep-rooted history. So I'm not going to go into all the stuff with the name and apparel and all that, but just look at the reaction is my point. And at the end of the day, the majority of people just don't have a problem with the name, because it's meant to pay homage to Indians and Native Americans.
Thank you, Athan. Appreciate you. Double A, my guy. Appreciate him. All right, we got to take a timeout. We will come back. More calls. People just want to talk about this and nonstop. I mean, I knew it would be this way. We do, before we get out of here, have to play some interesting audio from Joe Maddon, the longtime MLB manager of the Cubs, the Rays, and the Angels, on Davey Martinez. You'll hear that in just a little bit right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we approach the bottom of the hour. We're going to have to pick it up here because we're running out of time, and a lot of people want to talk about this, so let's go right back to the phones here on the Team 980 and talk to Rodney. I believe Rodney's on line one, but of course my computer has timed me out. What's up, Rodney? How are you?
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Hey, Rodney. What's going on, man?
Look, I'm 66 years old. I grew up with this team. I love the name, but it's time to let the past go. Let this ownership and the franchise and the new players build a new legacy. It's great to reminisce about the past, but the past is not winning us no games right now. Uniforms and those discussions are great to have, but the uniforms don't matter. The name don't matter. Wins and losses is all that matter.
Yep. I'm with you, man. If I never had another conversation about logos or identities or shields or anything like that, I would be a happier person. I mean, it saves my radio show, quite honestly, because it's what a lot of people care about. But if I never had to even think about it, and honestly, I don't think about it until I'm forced to think about it, because I do the show for people, not for me, and not for what's important to me.
2025, man. We got to embrace the here and now and build a legacy going forward.
Yes, sir.
We can't move forward if we're going to continue to be stuck in the past.
I agree.
It's great to think about. It's great to talk about. But we got to move forward, man. We got to move forward.
Understood.
And thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate that. That is well said. Again, not easy to do, but well said. And it is the absolute correct approach. You don't have to like everything about the now and moving forward. You can want to hearken back, but you just got, again, you got to move on. You got to move on. You just, I hate to compare it to this, but unfortunately, we lose people that are near and dear in our lives, pets, what have you. But you have to be able to pick up the pieces, as hard as it is. You have to be able to pick up the pieces. You have to be able to move forward. You have to be able to embrace the new. And I know that's simple to say, but that is part of this. That is part of this. All right, let's get to Pauly here before the bottom of the hour break. What up, Pauly? How are you, pal?
Rooster, man. Hail to the W, man.
Hail to the Pauly.
Look, it's almost like with the COVID. After COVID, we had to adjust to a new normalcy, a new normal.
Yeah.
So, but look, I'm gonna say this, man. I'm shocked about the intelligence level of some of these people who calling up in here. Like, do y'all understand that this franchise, this organization, was sabotaged for 30 years? Sabotaged. Lost the identity. Lost the name. Give Josh Harris and his people some time. It reminds me when Obama took over for George Bush, and everybody started bitching and moaning and complaining into his third year into his presidency. The man can't change everything in 2 years.
Yeah,
he has a pecking order of things he has to get right. First and foremost, like the last caller just said, is putting a quality team on the field, right? And then you have to protect the players from the atrocity of the stadium and the fans also, you know what I mean? So you had to get that together. Then you had to get a stadium. When it comes to a pecking order or what's important to a franchise and organization that's been sabotaged for 30 years, you can't just jump and say, well, he just needs to change the name. First of all, there's a lot that goes on with the name that is controversial. So as time goes on, and he builds his relationship with the league, with the fans, build his team, build his relationship with Native American councils or whatever, and maybe he can go into changing the name back to what everybody loves. But he started with he got the uniforms right. Right? Unfortunately, they can't be our base uniform because of league rules. Again, he has to follow a particular order. So for people to cry and say the one dude call him a jerk or something like that, like, damn, get a man a chance. It's 2 years. He can't change everything from 30 years in 2 years. But I think he's doing a hell of a job of going in the right direction. He put a successful team on the field last year. Him and his front office, the coaches, everybody, the players, and put a successful team on the field. All right, this year, we get jerseys. They're reminders of our past. All right, what do you want the man to do? Snap his fingers and just take us back to 1988? It's not going to happen like that, man. It takes time. It takes due diligence. Right, it takes building relationships. It takes money. Calm the hell down and just know that we got training camp in 2 weeks and we about to start another successful season. Be happy with that. Hell to the W, Rooster. I'll holler at you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate you. Good, strong call as always and strong opinions. Listen, the timeline of 2 years, he hasn't even owned the team for 2 years. Even though it's been two football seasons, he hasn't owned the team for two full years. Can they do more? Yes. I think they could have done more. But there's rules in place. There's structure in place. There's also thought in place. Like, maybe they will add the spear. Maybe they will add the feather. Maybe they will make these the permanent uniforms instead of just 3 games a year or whatever it is. Again, worry more about the football team and the product. And I understand the offseason is long for a lot of you. I got it. Just worry more about that. I am so much more worried about whether Terry McLaurin's going to be at day one of training camp than anything to do with this. All right, more of your calls coming up. I'll squeeze in as many as we can. And Joe Maddon, former longtime Major League manager and friend of Davey Martinez, he had some interesting thoughts. We'll hear that next. Strobes, you must know what kind of music the Rooster likes.
No idea.
I mean, you played the Eagles, Zac Brown Band, and now More Than a Feeling by Boston.
This is your hotkey bed. These are supposed to be all songs you chose, right?
Oh, okay. So you're just picking from a list of a pre-nominated list. Is that what it is?
You got no clue what happens over here.
I don't. I don't know how the sausage is made, I tell you that much.
There's literally a thing that says Chris Russell Rejoiners.
So that's why. I thought you were just ahead of the time, ahead of your age. I thought you were, like, really advanced in knowing what a 51-year-old guy likes.
I'm not that smart, I guess.
Okay. All right. But I'm going to give you credit anyway.
Thanks.
And I love it. I love it. There is no doubt these are three of my favorites beyond. All right, coming up, Dumb Dumb of the Day. But first, we've been promising this, and we haven't... Because, of course, the name and the uniform and whatever has just dominated, and it's all anybody cares about. We haven't been able to get to today the whole Mike Rizzo, Davey Martinez situation, but we're running out of time. So I wanted to do this before we get to a final phone call or two. Is Joe Maddon, longtime Major League Baseball manager, Cubs, Rays, Angels, was a guest on MLB Network with Brian Kenny yesterday and was asked about Davey Martinez and his reaction. And here's all right. So let's pull the curtain on that there, Mr. Strober. That's exactly what we wanted to hear. Now, he says, "I think, not I know," but just remember, Joe Maddon and Davey Martinez, very tight.
World Series champs together.
There's no chance that that information didn't come from Davey Martinez or directly from Mike Rizzo, but I would assume, again, it came from one or the other. Again, Rizzo today was asked twice directly by the Junkies on 980. You can listen to it, Odyssey app, podcast, all that. It's all over the place. Rizzo was asked twice today if he was told to fire Davey Martinez and refused, and that's how he got fired. And both times he refused to answer it. Well, all right, let's hear it because we pulled it aside earlier, meaning to get to it earlier. So Strub's going to fire it up now. Just quickly, I want to get to this. Here's Rizzo, again, he didn't have to do this interview, but the Junkies have created this relationship over many years, so he was kind enough to come on, good enough to come on, but being directly asked whether the speculation was true about whether he was told to fire Davey, and he refused, and that's what got him fired. All right, so that's Mike Rizzo on with the Junkies. You can hear the whole interview again on the Odyssey app. It's all over the place. I guess you can as well access it on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, all of that, theteam980.com. You hear JP of the Junkies circling back. That was the second time they asked him that. And maybe they got a little impatient and asked a second question, whatever, but Rizzo was not going to answer that. He did not want to say, yes, I was told to fire Davey Martinez or somebody, but I guess Davey Martinez, because that was the direct question. He did not want to say that, not once, but twice. And he danced around it completely. And that was my first inclination on Sunday night. And some people told me I was nuts. And I know a lot of birdies were chirping to people in the media from inside the organization that that's not the way it happened. It is pretty clear. With what Joe Maddon said, who is, again, very close to Davey Martinez, and what Mike Rizzo refused to say when directly asked twice, it is pretty clear that there was some sort of an ultimatum. Some sort of a, something has to change, somebody has to go. And presumably that was Davey Martinez. And maybe Rizzo talked them off the ledge for the 10-game road trip and whatever, give them a little more time. And obviously they ran out of time. So there you go. All right. We got a couple of final phone calls that we got to get to before Dumb Dumb of the Day. Who do we have, Strobes? Let's go to B-Dub with us on the Team 980. What's up, B-Dub? Oh, okay. Let's go to Little. Next up and last up on the Team 980. What's up, Little?
Russo, I'm going to make it quick and clean. Shout out to 757. He brought it through the table. Look here, man. I look at it as a lot of these fans, Russo, calling in. You know, they adopted the Redskins. They weren't born with a team. I give your man Double A credit. He's DMV, Maryland kid. Oklahoma. He lived in D.C. for a minute. Look, man, let me say this, though. Name change uniform don't win a rat's ass. Can't win nothing in the pot. What I like for them to do, to be honest, if you're a diehard Redskins fan, go back and take them championship games Sammy Ball won and see if we can get them converted to Super Bowls. Hey, Luke Rose, I got one more, and I'm going to get off the line. And I hope I don't offend nobody by saying this. I could recall 16, 17 years old, going over RFK, selling cotton candy. I started off. But it was a lot of Native American that was protesting the name. A lot of people ain't talking about that. And you had the D.C. Armory, police out there, you know, negotiating, trying to keep everything, you know, Native Americans were marching around RFK Stadium. And then the next day came back, next Sunday came back, you had a couple of Native Americans that showed up with signs, Dallas Paleface. You had about four or five signs out there, Dallas Paleface. They locked them up, Rooster. That's a true story. Now, I remember, I'm 64 years old, DMV, y'all listening to Little. I'm diehard, born with a team. So a lot of these people calling from out of the area, we hear y'all, respect y'all.
I got
your opinion.
Yeah.
But like, it takes time. But right now, being though I'm ex-military, I love the name Commanders. But we commanding the damn NFL, NFC East. And we go, and look, I'd rather have a Super Bowl than a name change. How about that, Rooster? Let that be protocol.
I mean, that's the most important. That's the most important thing. Thank you, Little. Appreciate you. Thank you. Well, one more. We got about a minute or so for B Dubs. He's back, right? We can get to him. Let's do it on the Team 980. What's up, B Dub?
Hey, what's up, man, Rooster?
How are you, buddy?
I'm gonna say this nice and quickly. I'm gonna say this nice and quickly, man. Man, back in the day when this first started, I told him that the stadium will be at RFK. My man hung up on me on the radio show at 4:00. I also told him they're gonna be Redskins for life. Watch this, man. The Anacostia River, the Anacostia Park, the Anacostia High School All of that is named for the Anacostia Indian. The Anacostia Indian was here before. I was with a scientist, and we dug down behind DIA about 50 feet, and he went down there in 5 minutes and pulled up an Indian arrowhead. The Indian burial ground was across the street by St. Isabel. And watch this. We have taken from the Indians from the long. We got to honor the Indian. Columbus' father said he discovered America. How can he discover America and they were shooting bow and arrows down when he landed? Come on, man. I love you, Rooster. Holler.
All right. Thank you, PD. Whenever we go down this road, whenever we're forced to go down this road, we always wind up with some really interesting perspective. I mean, this has been a 3-hour tour of, I don't want to say it's more important than winning and losing football games, but, you know, the way it comes across, perception sometimes is greater than reality. All right, coming up next, before we get out of here, Dumb Dumb of the Day. I host a radio show every day. I have 3 hours to say really dumb, idiotic things. A lot of you think I say dumb, idiotic things. You know what I don't say? Calling people fat. More on that coming up next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, before we exit stage left and turn things over to Craig Hoffman. Not Greg Hoffman. No. Craig Hoffman. He's coming up. He'll take you home on a Wednesday afternoon along with Antoine, who has a new name after his luxurious vacation. We have one last thing for you, right? Don't ever call a star quarterback fat. All right, so you know Patrick Mahomes has won a lot of games and won Super Bowls for the Kansas City Chiefs. So the equivalent to, I guess, me in Kansas City is a guy named Kevin Kitzman, who I've heard of, never really listened to. But he went on a rant after seeing a picture of Patrick Mahomes shirtless and called him fat. Yes, he called him fat. And other things along the way, and saying, you want me to be truthful and blah, 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 and all this stuff. So he called the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs fat. Basically said, look, you've been talking about how all offseason, how you're going to show it on the field, this, that, and the other thing, and then we see this picture. So, of course, that wasn't taken well, right? But it reached Mahomes' trainer, a guy named Bobby. He said, quote, send me your location. You obviously need attention. If you want to see what in shape is, go make it through a practice at training camp or run hurry up offense scrambling back-to-back plays. You don't have a clue what it takes. It's not a look. It's performance. So listen, not a big deal, right? Again, calling somebody fat is not nice, not kind. It's not what you should be doing. Under any circumstances, it is not as bad as it can be, okay, in which it would be worse. But again, it is not a nice thing. More importantly, it is not a common sense smart thing. That's the problem. Think about whatever you want to think about. Talk to your friends. Text them and say, man, he looks fat. Got to lose some weight, right? We've said that about Alex Ovechkin before. But nobody should be taking the microphone, public airwaves, podcast, radio show, TV, and saying, man, you're fat. You shouldn't be doing that. Grow up. Develop some common sense. Have a heart. Think before you speak. Believe it or not, this is not a good look for you, Kevin Kitzman. Not a good look at all for you. All right, that is our dum-dum of the day. Kevin Kitzman from Kansas City, who, again, called Patrick Mahomes fat and then is being called out by his trainer. Now, listen, I mean, did Patrick Mahomes look like he's got some love handles? Sure. It's dad life, man. Dad life. Trust me, he'll be fine. It's not going to matter. All right. Thanks to Ben Strober on the other side of the glass. Excellent job out of Strobes. Thanks to you guys on the phones all day long. Appreciate the return and the interest, even if we disagree slightly. Listen to the podcast, always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. You can check out TuneIn and the iHeartRadio app, always on the Odyssey app as well. Craig Hoffman is coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow at 1. Adios on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.